If you would, open your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 11. We're going to look at verses 1 through 6. But before we do that, I'm going to call up Donald J. Come on up here, buddy. This is my oldest son, for those of you who don't know. He didn't know I was calling him up here today. I learned that trick from the one who trained me. But you texted me Wednesday.
Okay.
And
I'm trying to remember what I texted.
We were talking, and you said you were quoting out of June, I got a chance to rescue someone from the fire today.
Oh, yeah.
So God gave you an opportunity to share the gospel Wednesday morning.
Yep.
So what I thought we'd do is just allow you to kind of share that with the body. One of the things you talked about, and which I really appreciate about Donald, he's very transparent. And so he'll kind of tell you some of the battles that he's going through, so he might get that honest. And so we're not going to put on airs, you know. We're just not going to fake it. True Christians don't fake it. They're real. Yeah. And they say something like, I try to just keep going, Dad.
Well, yeah.
But there was something I couldn't. Mm-hmm. So why don't you kind of share with the body and then how God began to work after that. So why don't you share?
All right, so in discipleship, we're going over Jude, or we just completed it. And at the very end, it starts talking about, you know, being those that snatch people out of the fire. And so as a Christian, we know that's, you know, why we're here, is to share God's word so that people can be rescued from that. And so literally the next day after we completed that book, I was walking out of the gas station. There was like a homeless man there next to the door. He was a veteran. And as I started walking,
he was in a wheelchair.
He was in a wheelchair. Okay. So as I started walking, you know, he says, "Sir," and I was just about to get to the truck, and I was like,
"But you're kind of heading to the work truck."
Yeah, heading to the work truck. We gotta get ready to go. I was like, "Should I just pretend like I didn't hear it?" And then all of a sudden, that like Jude passage hit my head, and I was like, "Oh, what am I thinking? That's not right."
So the spirit started tugging.
Yeah,
it
felt like God just went. I turned around. And I was
spirit
like,
"Spirit of Christ."
Hey. And me and him started talking, and he said, you know, I need some money. And I was like, well, what would you use it for? That's kind of how I started to kind of lead these different conversations. And he said he was hungry. I was like, well, that's definitely something I can, you know, help you out with. I can get you something to eat. And then I started trying to ask him, you know, how did you get here? You know, how did we end up in this situation? And he starts going through, and there was a lot of people that had kind of, you know, in his eyes, you know, done wrong towards him, and kind of landed him here in this situation, and because he's in a wheelchair, he can't, you know, sustain himself, and he just felt like there was a lot of people that just didn't see him. He felt invisible. And I said, you know, I have something better than just the food I'm going to give you. I said, you know, in my life, I've had different trials, and I've had different situations where I felt the same, and I've had a God who stood with me and given me joy and given me strength going through those different things. And he said that he had been to church before, and he said, you know, I feel like God must really be angry at me because I walked away, and that's why I'm here. You know, I feel like he must be really mad. And I said, you're wrong. You're not seeing him at the right way at all. So that's not, you know.
And a lot of us, especially in the world, can see God the wrong way.
Absolutely. Right. You know, I used to beat myself up all the time, you know, trying to jump through hoops, you know, and I've done it this time.
Be good enough.
Yeah, be good enough. That's not the way, you know, God's ordained you to live. But I was telling him, I was like, you know, that God's not angry at you at all. And quite frankly, you know, you are in this situation because of a God. He is sovereign over everything. But it's because he's calling you back to him. I said, you know, God loves you. I said, you know, you were willing to die for this country, you know, because you served. And I said, because you love the country, right? He said, yeah, absolutely. I said, well, God did die for you because he loved you. And so from that point, he said, well, I need you to pray with me. I need you to pray with me. So I grabbed his hand, and we started praying. And as I was praying, I was trying to lead him through the gospel and also kind of on, you know, what God tells us to do. So, you know, Lord, I know if I will begin to serve and obey you, that you'll take care of me. And we know all your promises are yes. And I know Trey here, you know, you desired to pour your blessings on him and love him. And if he will follow and obey and receive your salvation, and so we just prayed together, and at the end, he was just saying, I love you, man, I love you. I said, I love you too. And he said, you know, I need a Bible. I said, well, I got one. I got to see my foreman will take me to my car. So I hopped in the truck. My foreman, who's not a believer, said, hey, man, I need you to take me to my car and bring me back to this guy. And he was like, okay.
they have some flexibility in the morning hours.
Yeah. So
in that situation.
He got me to my car. I came back. As I'm getting out, I'm so thankful for the time I've had with Pastor James going through discipleship. So I had the pen, and I was underlining different books on, you know, what they meant and what I felt like this guy needed to read. And so I give him the Bible, and I start going through. When I get to Colossians, I say, this is about putting God first. He goes, that's the one about putting God first? I said, yeah. He goes, that's the one I need to read, and that's the one I need to do. I said, all right. You know, and I was really encouraged to see, you know, he's going to be grabbing on to the truth. And, I mean, the harvest is plenty, but the harvesters are few. There's so many people out there that are looking for truth. They're looking for, you know, just something, a purpose, you know, to be seen. And God is there, and he's the one that will do that. But, you know, we need to point those people to him. And so, you know, he got his food. I was talking to him about that. And then he wanted me to write my name in the front of the Bible. He said, you know, write the date that you gave it to me and write your name because I want my grandkids to know the man that, you know, brought me back. I was like, well, it wasn't me. You know, this is all God. But just the fact that I could have missed that situation if I would have acted like I didn't hear it. You know, and God is sovereign overall. But these different opportunities that come by, you know, it may seem small and insignificant. I didn't think talking to him was going to lead to this. But, you know, if the Lord's tugging in your heart and you listen, just the amount of things that he can work good out of. And so I got his name. I was praying with him. And then I showed him the different areas to read. And that was kind of that. And so I don't know where he is today, but I know God's working good.
God knows.
Yeah. And so, you know, as Jude says, you don't want to snatch people out of the fire.
But I appreciated the way Don... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. And also, at the end of Jude, it talks about God, he will be the one that will keep you from stumbling. Mm-hmm. And also, he helps you stand before God blameless and in joy. Because I know he was battling with, you know, feeling like God was angry at him. I was like, this is what he wants for you. I said, you stand blameless. I sin, you sin, we all sin. But God loves us, and he's the reason that we can stand before him and go to heaven. When you get to heaven, you have to have every single sin forgiven. If you got one still attached to you, you ain't going in. But, you know, God stands with us, and he intercesses for us, and he is the one that will keep us from stumbling.
Right. So. Through his son, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, brother.
So, thank you.
I appreciate Don because he, you know, there's times with us, I can't tell you how many times I think James and I live in Home Depot as much as we work out here. And so there's times when you're really focused on the project and God will begin to stir in your heart. You need to talk to this person. You need to say something to this person. And how many times, as DJ would say, he has three different names, sorry. We better just stick with one. Biblical purposes. But how many times we can get so busy in this world that we would walk by a soul that Jesus Christ gave his life for. So as these days, as the Lord, for as long as he'll have us here, may we be willing to take that time to share the gospel, sacrifice, give up ourselves so that others may know him. But I want to read you Matthew 11, starting in verse 1 through 6. When Jesus had finished giving instruction to his 12 disciples, he departed from there to teach and preach in their cities. Now when John, while in prison, heard of the works of Christ, he sent word by his disciples. It's John the Baptist. It's the one that was the forerunner, right? He's not even sure. And said to him, are you the expected one? Or shall we look for someone else? I appreciate the transparency. We all go through it. And Jesus answered and said to them, go and report to John what you hear and see. So Jesus didn't say yes or no. Jesus said, you go tell him what you hear and what you see. The works of Christ, the works of God. Verse 5, the blind receive sight, the handicapped man, the lame begin to walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. I'm here to tell you today that the lame still walk, the blind still see. I was once weighed down and oppressed by all the choices in my life, and not only the choices in my life, but the oppression of this world. And then God rescues us through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, upon that cross. and we learn how to live a completely different life to where we walk with the Lord, we talk with the Lord, and then we get to be used in his kingdom. The lame walk still today, brothers and sisters. May we take the time to share that gospel with them. And may the Lord use us. May the Lord use us in this church to share this gospel, to stay focused on ministering and loving one another and sharing this gospel till the day he calls us home. What a great opportunity we have. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for your son. I want to thank you that, Lord, you came and you made yourself clear. You made yourself known. And how often, Lord, we didn't see you clearly. And even now, in this old flesh, from time to time, we still don't see you clearly. Even when we're faithless, you're faithful. Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you that you won't let us go. Thank you that you'll hold us fast. Thank you that you'll cause us to stand firm. Thank you for your spirit, Lord. Thank you for who you are. Lord, may we just come before you today, lay ourselves down. And Lord, may you use us as you wish. Please forgive us of our sin. Please forgive us of our shortcomings, this old flesh, this old ornery nature that we have. Lord, please use us as you wish so that we would be a light and that we would be a glory for you in spite of ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.